Okay, time to get to our next guest as we continue the build-up to the first elimination final between Port Adelaide and the West Coast Eagles. Aussie Fast, for all your transport solutions, call 131770 or visit aussiefast.com.au. They bring us our next guest, who is, of course, Brad Ebert. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, g'day, guys.
Hey, are you enjoying the week?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I guess we had the weekend off, which was nice. Everyone sort of refreshed and had a few days away and all that. And then, now you can just sort of feel the excitement starting to build and that buzz in the air is starting to grow.
Mm. I don't know about you, but I feel like it's been ages since you last played a game. It's only been 10 days. You've still got another four before you play again. How have you been with the weight?
Yeah, well, it's been a funny one because I guess we haven't had a bye since round eight, so I guess most of the boys are pretty keen to have a weekend off and get away from it. But then, Sunday afternoon, I was sort of sitting there thinking, what am I doing myself here? I'm bloody getting bored here. That's how it is with footy players. You sort of want to be keen to keep playing and that. But I think for us, physically, it was probably the best thing for us.
Brad, you're back in the finals. That's the first box ticked in a home final to beat. You won your last three going in. There'd be a lot of confidence amongst the group, I would have thought.
I guess that's, it's always a bonus, getting the home final, which is nice. And to finish off the season the way we did, I thought was pleasing for us. Hopefully we can sort of take that form and confidence into the finals.
And well done on your year to date. Round 1-8, I had you winning the bloody Brownlow, best on ground in Shanghai. You've had a solid year. Would it be your best year, do you think?
I guess it's been probably the most consistent I've played and sort of been pretty solid, but I guess it sort of doesn't mean too much if you can't keep going and going into September.
Yeah, well, you've got a big heart. You do play a physical, competitive, contested game. Were you tonguing for the bye or the season's end?
I guess the boys behind the scenes, the sports science team and all that sort of stuff have been monitoring me pretty well. So there's been periods in the season where you do start to feel the pinch a little bit and get a bit fatigued. But I think the boys, like I said, the sports science team have been really good in managing not only me but majority of the boys throughout the year. So, the last 3 years, last 3 weeks actually felt like I was starting to feel pretty fresh again.
Excellent.
So I think that, the bye came at a good time because I know now that, everyone's raring to go. But I was actually feeling okay.
Well, you're going to be jumping out of your skin come Saturday night. Let's have a look at your opposition. The midfield, Mitchell, Gaff, Shuey, Prittis, Jetta. They've got a nice mix of inside and out.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and that's it'll be a good challenge for us because we've come up against them a couple of times this year, I know that as a group they can play really strong footy together, and they've got plenty of inside and outside ball winners, so it'll be a good challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
You've often played accountable roles on opposition midfielders, particularly the really good ones. Anyone in your sights for this weekend?
The last couple of times we've played, we really haven't really gone that way, so I'm not too sure whether they'll go with that or whether they try and sort of close someone down a little bit more tightly. We'll just wait and see as the week unfolds.
Two games this year against West Coast. You've averaged 58 inside 50s. You get the connection right between you guys and the forwards. Get that sort of number. I mean, there's your game right there because you can kick a score against them.
Yeah, well, I guess the first time we played it, we did have plenty of inside 50s.
Yeah.
We just weren't able to convert. So, that was probably where we cost ourselves there. And then on the flip side of that, when we played in Perth, we were actually pretty strong at that. So, like you're saying, it will be a good challenge for us. And the way that they play, they've always got those pulled-off defenders and guys that come in air assist. You've seen it all year. So, we'll make sure that we're trying to adjust to that and play it as best we can.
Port Spread Ebert, our guest. Port v West Coast Saturday night will be a rip it live on 5AA. Going to be a tough selection, Brad. Put your selector's hat on. Are you youth or experience?
mate, I will leave that up to them. I guess that's their job and that's what they're paid to do. So, as a playing group, we just back whoever's out in the field at the time and we're confident that no matter what way we go, we've shown over the last couple of weeks with youth that we can get the job done. And then at the same time, with the experience of the guys back in the side, we've also been quite solid. So, that's the decision for those boys to make and I'll just back in that they make the right choice.
Yep. Ken Hinckley's rewarded a winning team all year. I think he would go down that path.
Yeah, he has. And that's that's one of the things that Kenny's really made sure that, you know, if you keep winning and keep performing, then, you know, normally keeps the side pretty consistent.
Jackson Trengove, as he passed his concussion test, he couldn't be jumping more out of his jock strap, I don't reckon, Brad, to play.
Yeah, he got that knock, but I don't think that's going to stop him from playing. So I'm sure his hand will be up, and you know, he'll be eager to go whichever way he goes with the magnitude with the power. Mm.
Josh Kennedy didn't play last time you played West Coast and beat them over there in Perth. No Tom Jonas, he's out suspended. That's going to be a really big job for one of your young defenders.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, and that's he was close to winning the Coleman again, and is a star of the competition. So I think that as a group we can get him done though, and I think that, you know, the young guys that we've got back there have been rock solid all year. You know, Tommy Cleary's been outstanding, and Dougal Howard, since he's come back in as a tall, has been, you know, really been able to read the play well and get some really strong matchups and get him done. So yeah, we've got full confidence in the boys that they'll be right.
And the other really big jewel, I'm sure you would have watched Sam Jacobs ruck against Vardy and Petri last week and got right on top. They won the clearances. Massive opportunity, I think, for Port Adelaide with the All-Australian ruckman, Paddy Ryder.
Yeah, well, like I said, with Tommy and Dougs, they've been really strong. But, yeah, Paddy's been outstanding, hasn't he? He's, you know, showed that a year out, he's still as good as ever and, well, even better than what he's been in the past. So he's a star, and, I always love playing underneath him, you know, being able to rove off him, and hopefully we can keep that sort of going.
You learn anything from that Crows West Coast game you can take into this one?
I guess it was a little bit tough, wasn't it? With, you know, Crows had a couple out, and that. But West Coast, the one thing I really, you know, the West Coast pressure and intensity around the ball was really hot, and I think that, you know, that's the way that finals footy is generally played. So. You know, we're sure to expect that sort of stuff, and make sure that we can match it and then, you know, up that.
The final start Thursday night. Are you the type of guy that watches Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, all the games?
Mate, it's in the past I probably haven't watched too much footy, but this year I've actually enjoyed watching a little bit more. So I'm sure if, you know, I'm sitting at home and that, I'll flick the TV on and watch bits and pieces for sure.
You got a spare room, and Chris the bub has a bit of a crybaby, Brett. Are you getting enough sleep? Well, how is fatherhood?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, mate. Leo's going well. He's 4 months now, so it sort of goes pretty quick, and he's, you know, starting to smile and starting to get those facial expressions going. But it's been fantastic. So normally I'm okay in the bed.
Oh, good man.
Beck's been brilliant with all that, and sort of getting up and, you know, taking him in the middle of the night when I need a bit of a sleep the night before a game.
What, did you get a card for Father's Day, your first Father's Day, or sweet?
I got a card saying, you know, happy Father's Day from Leo.
He's quite advanced.
Yeah, he is. You know, 4 months and he's already writing. So
beautiful.
It was good, actually. I didn't really do too much. So.
Yeah, well, it's the best club in the world, fatherhood. And how's the old Piri Street Physio Extra going? I see it's bloody flying, mate, whenever I walk past.
It's fantastic. They're still waiting for you to come in and do your Pilates, mate.
I know. I think they'll be waiting a while, young Brad.
Yeah, I think so. But that's okay, mate. That's plenty of people coming through. So, it's going well. Beck's been away, obviously, for the last few months. But, looking good from afar.
Well, Brad, it's an exciting time of the year. Finals footy, spring has sprung. It's when you want to be playing footy and you get the opportunity Saturday night. You take on the West Coast Eagles. You've got a home final. Hopefully it was going to sell out. The tickets are still, they're still trickling in, and which means there's not many left. So you're going to have a huge crowd there, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Good chat.
Brett Ebert, our guest. That unheralded season for him. I meant what I said about that from rounds one to round eight. He's had a solid season. If you did their best and fairest now, Ryder, Gray and Ebo are the top three. Mm. Ollie Wine's close. He is so damn important to that group. He's a Rory Sloan.
Yeah,
he plays all heart. You know what you're going to get, Bix, and that's what you want in finals. Be Ebert.
Yeah, he's got great balance as well. He's not all one way or all the other. He attacks, he defends, he does the hard stuff. He can get on the outside, which is exactly what you want, and Port Adelaide are going to need him at his best this Saturday night.